In the year 744 CE, Marwan II ascended to the throne of the Caliphate. Little did he know that he would be the last Umayyad to do so. After 90 years of corruption, the throne was being pulled from under the Umayyad dynasty, once and for all. By 746 CE, a man named Abu Muslim had taken control of Merv from the Umayyad governor and was now in full revolt. By 747 CE, he had secured Khorasan and Persia. The Abbasids and their black standard were now moving towards Mesopotamia. They used a black flag in opposition to the Umayyads' white flag. In 749 CE, the Abbasid army crossed Euphrates and entered Kufa. By this point, the Abbasids were confident of their victory, so much so that Abu Abbas as-Saffa, the great-great-grandson of Muhammad's uncle Al-Abbas, was declared caliph in Kufa. Marwan II mobilized an army to defeat the Abbasids. The armies met at the Battle of the Zab on 25th of January 750 CE. Marwan's army was defeated by the Abbasids. This was the final nail in the Umayyad coffin. The revolution was more or less over. Marwan escaped to Egypt but was caught and killed. By April of that year, Damascus was secured by the Abbasids. The Umayyads were no more. Well, at least for now. During the revolution, the Abbasids painted themselves as the polar opposites of the Umayyads. Where the Umayyad bureaucracy was made up mostly of Arabs, the Abbasids recruited soldiers of all ethnicities and ranked them by merit. Abu Muslim went up and down the Silk Road to find soldiers who would join them. He did all of this in secrecy before his attack on Marv. The revolution grew for more than 40 years inside the Umayyad Caliphate, like Hydra inside of S.H.I.E.L.D. Even Abu Muslim's name wasn't real. We still don't know what his name was, or if he was one man or many. Abu Muslim just means father of a Muslim. He advocated for a member of Muhammad's family to take the throne. The name of that member wasn't revealed until the Umayyads were overthrown. That's how secretive they were. Anyways, As-Saffa, whose name literally means the bloodshedder, took the title of the caliph and established the Abbasid dynasty, which would hold the title of the caliph till after Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Umayyad princes were massacred in large numbers. They were chased and killed wherever they were found. The graves of Umayyad rulers were desecrated except for Umar II. The Abbasids even promised amnesty to Umayyad princes, gathered some 80 of them, and then killed them. One prince, however, the great-grandson of Abdul Malik, named Abdurrahman, escaped through Egypt and Africa. He was around 20 years of age at the time. He made his way to Al-Andalus, or Spain. After the Muslim conquest of Spain, the Muslim population there was mostly Syrians and Berbers. Syrians, as you might remember, loved the Umayyads, and Abdurrahman's mother was Berber, so he was able to secure enough support there to overthrow the governor there and establish an independent emirate. He created a safe haven for the supporters of the Umayyads and his own family, including his sister, wife, and children, whom he had left in Mesopotamia. On the other side, As-Saffa spent the next 4 years consolidating his control over the empire. In 751 CE, the Abbasids met their Chinese neighbors in the Battle of the Talas River. The Tang Empire had been a powerful rival to the Umayyads in Central Asia. In As-Saffa's attempt to consolidate his rule in Khorasan, his army met the Chinese army. The battle resulted in a victory for the Abbasids, who moved to take almost all of Central Asia. As-Saffa died of smallpox in 754 CE, leaving the empire to his brother Al-Mansur. Al-Mansur is often regarded as the real founder of the Abbasid dynasty because of all of his contributions. First thing he did as caliph was have Abu Muslim killed, because that's what you get for helping douchebags overthrow an empire. Abu Muslim had solid support throughout the empire due to his role in the rebellion. Al-Mansur took him out for a walk and had some of his guards kill him. After dispatching Abu Muslim, he dispatched an army to take back Al-Andalus. The Abbasid army surrounded Abdurrahman in a fortress in Carmona, in modern-day Spain. Abdurrahman knew there was no way out, so he handpicked some 700 of his men, lit up a fire, and ordered his men to throw their scabbards into the fire. He told his men that he would rather die fighting than die of hunger, so he opened the gates and attacked the unsuspecting Abbasid army. The Abbasid army was taken by surprise, and Abdurrahman actually managed to defeat them. He cut off the heads of all leaders of the army, preserved them in salt, and sent them to Al-Mansur, who was on a pilgrimage to Mecca at the time he received those heads. There were even tags attached to the ears of each head to help identify it. How Game of Thrones is that? Later, Al-Mansur said the following about Abdurrahman. The falcon of Quraysh is Abdurrahman, who escaped by his cunning the spearheads of the lances and the blades of the swords, who after wandering solitary through the deserts of Asia and Africa, had the boldness to seek his fortune without an army, in lands unknown to him beyond the sea. Having naught to rely upon saving his own wit and perseverance, he nonetheless humiliated his proud foes, exterminated rebels, organized cities, mobilized armies, secured his frontiers against the Christians, founded a great empire, and reunited under his scepter a realm that seemed already parceled out among others. No man before him ever did such deeds. Abdurrahman did it alone, with the support of none other than his own judgment, depending on no one but his own resolve. On 30th of July 762 CE, Al-Mansur commissioned the construction of a new city. He chose a site north of Ctesiphon, which had been the Persian capital before the Muslims overthrew the Sassanid Empire. It took around 4 years to finish the construction. Baghdad was founded. At the core of Baghdad was a round city called the City of Peace, which housed the Golden Gate Palace, which housed the Caliph. Eventually, the city would become the biggest city in the world, the center of learning and culture with more than 1 million inhabitants at its peak. The empire was starting to shift from an Arab one to a Persian one. Abbasids were Arabs, but it was the Persians who had helped bring them to power, so they made sure not to alienate them. Arab bureaucracy was replaced by a Persian one. A new position of vizier was established and more power was delegated to local emirs and away from the caliph. Al-Mansur died in 775 CE. His son Al-Mahdi took over the empire. During his reign, Baghdad became a metropolitan city. It attracted immigrants from all over the world. These immigrants brought with them their cultures, religions, and ideas. One of the most important ideas was paper. See, Chinese actually invented paper, but it wasn't used anywhere else till the Muslims met the Chinese in the Battle of the Talas River. Muslims conquered some previously Chinese areas and took paper from them. Eventually, paper became so important that Baghdad had a whole street dedicated to nothing but paper. All these factors combined made the perfect breeding ground for an intellectual revolution. This was the birth of the Golden Age. See you next time.